Today's attack raises obvious questions about security in Iraq. Joining us by phone to talk about that is Anthony Cordesman, senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. And first of all, is there any kind of security, do you think, at UN headquarters that might have been there that might have prevented this sort of attack?
Well, the United States was responsible for security, but as we understand it, it was a loose perimeter security with guards at the entrance. It had an open street, which meant that a truck bomb could easily be driven by the building, and to some extent that seems to have been a decision by the United Nations to not have the kind of high security profile of sealed streets and sealed areas that the U.S. groups in Baghdad have.
But if facilities that are as unlikely a target as UN headquarters or the Jordanian embassy, which we haven't quite sorted out yet, if everything on that level is a target, can you actually provide that kind of security for every such building in Baghdad?
It's physically impossible to anticipate every target, and we need to understand this is part of a pattern. It isn't just violence. A lot of this is mixing theft or types of attacks which could occur anywhere in the country where there's a critical infrastructure or there's some way of blocking oil exports and keeping the country from earning revenue.
Well, is there a security strategy that could actually thwart attacks of that nature?
Well, a lot of the problem has been that there's been no security even at a minimal level. Now, part of the strategy is to bring in light, more mobile U.S. forces. Another is to bring in contract security guards. But this is a country the size of California, and these measures can't possibly guard every critical facility, or for that matter, the people, whether they're U.S. troops or people in the U.N. that are supporting the nation-building effort.
One of the questions raised by today's bombing, and before that the Jordanian embassy, is are these things the work of jihadists, of Muslims from other countries, Arabs from other countries perhaps, where they see the United States presence and today the UN's presence as a target of opportunity? Or do you see it primarily as Iraqis who are against that presence in their country?
Well, I think, frankly, it is primarily Iraqis, but there were volunteers, some of them Arab nationalists, some of them Islamists from other countries who came into Iraq before the war even began. There is one violent Sunni Islamic movement, Ansar al-Islam. There are people who seem to have either been paid or recruited without clear ties in the past to either Islamic movements or to Saddam's diehards. And we really don't know the numbers, and we don't know the structure. That doesn't mean that U.S. intelligence doesn't have a good idea.
Anthony Cordesman, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Anthony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C.